Now let's look at this 89th psalm here. It's a remarkable psalm, and that is the last psalm in the Leviticus section of the Book of Psalms. The New Scofield Bible calls it the Psalm of the Davidic Covenant, and I like that. That is actually what it's all about. Now you have here this great psalm that is by Ethan the Ezrahite. It's a maschil psalm, which means it's instruction, and it's by apparently one of the singers. I can't exactly locate this Ethan. There were several of them. He apparently was a singer, and he belonged to the tribe of Levi, and this is his. And I think it's interesting that we can't identify the man for the simple reason that the thing that actually is exalted here is the fact of the faithfulness of God. Now, if you go through this psalm, you will find out, as we'll note, that the faithfulness of God is mentioned 10 times. So that's important. And you're going to find the word covenant mentioned 4 times, and with it, God says, I have sworn. That's 3 times, and then I will not lie is mentioned also 4 times. So that what we have here is something I think that's quite wonderful in this psalm. So now let's come to the psalm itself. And it is quite a contrast to the last psalm, which was all gloom and no glory, and this one is all glory and no gloom. It's a psalm of great excitement, and it rests upon the covenant that God made with David. Now, when we were going through 2 Samuel, I paused, I think, for an entire period on the 7th chapter. That's God's covenant with David. And if you want to know how important it was, you'll find it referred to again and again by the prophets. And here is a psalm that is to it, by the way. Now shall we read. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And my friend, may I say to you that if God's good to you, and I'm sure he is, he's good to me, it's because of his mercies. And because of that, I'll sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Now, I can't sing, but I'm going to say it the best way I know how. The mercies of the Lord are wonderful. Now he says, with my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Now, I'm glad that he didn't say sing this time, because that would leave me out. But he says, with your mouth. And I can use my mouth, by the way. I've been using it for a long time. And he says, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. So I'd like to do that. I'd like to make known his faithfulness. He's been faithful to me, and I'm sure he has to you. And you notice here the pronoun is thy faithfulness. Therefore, this is a praise to God because of his faithfulness, which was to David, of course. Then you'll find out when you get down to verse 24, it says, but my faithfulness and my mercy. And who is it talking now? It's God that's speaking, you see. So all the references here, regardless of the pronoun, is a reference to the faithfulness of God. And this is a maschil psalm. It's a psalm of instruction, and you have the praise to God, and then you have what God has to say. Now will you notice, verse 2, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the heavens. Now, God is faithful, and our salvation today rests upon the death of Christ and the faithfulness of God in saving those that will trust him. That is the important thing for us to note, that it's what God says that's important. It's like that little Scottish lady that I've told you about, that little Scot. She sent her boy away to school, and he came back a skeptic. And at the breakfast table of a morning, she was telling how wonderful God was and his faithfulness and how he'd saved her, and she could be sure of it. And then that son couldn't stand it any longer, and he blurted out and said, "Your little soul doesn't amount to anything. It's very small compared to this great universe. God could forget you, and he wouldn't even miss you." And on he went. And so this Scotch mother kept quiet for a while. She didn't have anything to say. So she finished serving him breakfast. She sat down to eat. He said, "Son, I've been thinking about it. Maybe you are right. It may be my soul doesn't amount to anything. But if I lose my soul, God's going to lose more than I lose." And he says, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "If I lose my soul, you've just said it doesn't amount to much, so I wouldn't lose much. But God's going to lose a great deal. He will lose his word, his reputation. He said he would do it." And may I say to you, friends, God would lose his reputation if he didn't make his covenant good to David. But you see, God is faithful. We can today say it if we can't sing it. The psalmist says, "For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant." Now God says, "I've made a covenant with him." Now I'm going to just lift that out now as I move down in the psalm at verse 5. "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders." Now the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. But the faithfulness of God has more glory connected to it than that. "O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints." And that deserves our praise today, that our God is faithful. And he's still talking about the faithfulness of God, because in verse 8 he says, "O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong God like unto thee? Art of thy faithfulness round about thee?" And don't you get the impression now he's talking about the faithfulness of God? In verse 20, he says, "I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him." Now, God at that time promised him something, and God says, "I'll make it good." God now rests upon what he's promised David. Listen, verse 24, "But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Horn speaks of his strength. We have another very wonderful expression that is used here, and that's in verse 27. "Also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth." Now, what was the covenant of David? He's sending one in his line that's coming. That covenant centers now in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's called here, "Also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth." Will you look at this? This is wonderful. When God sent the Lord Jesus into this world, he came in as the only begotten Son. And by his incarnation, yonder at Bethlehem, he became the Son of God. Now, he was revealed in his life of humiliation, God manifested in the flesh. And after he died a sacrificial death, and that's the reason he came from heaven, he became in resurrection the firstborn, the first begotten from the dead. And it's the resurrected Christ. Listen, "Also I'll make him my firstborn" here. The resurrected Christ. The one who came back from the dead after he died on the cross. And it just simply means that the scepter of this universe is in nail-pierced hands. But we are told here that he's higher than the kings of the earth. You know what that means? That means he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings, friends. We're talking now about the Lord Jesus. And therefore, again, he says, "My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him." Now, suppose that his children forsake God, what'll he do? Verse 30, if his children forsake my law, walk not in mine ordinances, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Then I guess God's through with them. No. Verse 33, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him. Listen to this. Now allow my faithfulness to fail. Oh, my friend, I may be faithless, but my God is faithful. How wonderful this is. Now he takes an oath about the covenant that he made with David. Listen to him. Verse 35. He says, well, let me read 34. My covenant will I not break, nor will I alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. And there's one sitting right at this moment at God's right hand who's coming to sit on that throne. He's the son of David. Listen to him. Verse 37, it shall be established forever like the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. And that moon looks like it's going to be up there for a pretty good while. David will have a son set on his throne of this universe. And God will make good his covenant with David. Now, verse 49, Lord, where are thy former loving kindness, which thou didst swear unto David in thy truth? And so these people who'd gotten away from God at this time, it looked like that God had forgotten his covenant, but he hadn't forgotten his covenant. God's faithful. And God has a man to sit on David's throne.